Okay. Geek dilemma. If I look at the bigger picture here, this is no dilemma to anybody outside of the kind of world that probably a lot of people who are listening to this are a part of. This is the dilemma. This Friday at 10 a.m. I was due to give a 15-minute speech talk entitled Social Media Makes No Sense at the Coventry and Warwickshire Social Media Cafe, somewhere I've been wanting to go ever since I heard of its existence, what with Coventry being my town of birth, my original hometown. Paul Squires very kindly invited me. I said yes, but if any work comes up, I will have to obviously prioritise, what with me being a bit skint right now. Now, Illico, head of mobile at Reuters, is currently in New York right now. Do you see how this whole story is becoming a worldwide theatrical piece at the moment? So he is purchasing a 64 gigabyte Wi-Fi iPad. 64 gig. Sounded like an old person then talking about technology. So, as soon as it is in his hands, which I imagine may well be moments, it will then hopefully sit totally boxed, Illico, and untouched and unbreathed on and caressed and fondled. You've got your own in his hotel room until there is a brief window, a small space in time where he flies back to London, to Heathrow, to then go to Gatwick and leaves again. I go to Italy soon for Media 140, the International Journalism Festival. I don't necessarily need the sod it, I need the iPad for that trip. So that is the only time, 10 a.m. on Friday, as he steps outside of Heathrow, that I can collect it. I don't see any other way around it. He can't leave it there for me, as far as I know. And who would you trust? I can't afford a courier to stand there waiting, collect it, and then deliver it to me. Maybe even at the Coventry Social Media Geek Meet, which would just be phenomenal, wouldn't it? So it looks like I'm turning this now into a public apology and saying, I'm so sorry, Coventry. And guys, I'm going to have to prioritise over the iPad, and I don't want this to seem like a trivial decision. I've sat here going, oh no, what's going on? But I don't think I'd be true to my own genes if I let the iPad fly into the country and then out of the country when it could be flying into my hands. I hope you understand. And if you want me to come and talk at another date, which is good for both of us, I'll quadruple the time. I don't think 15 minutes is long enough anyway, providing you are intrigued and enthralled and not at all bored. Unless there's another way around this that I'm not thinking about. I'm going to think some more. I just thought I'd throw this out there while I finish my tea. I don't know. Some of the problems we have are good problems. This is, I guess, a good problem. I just have to make it work.